Hello, welcome to Jaded. This is Jody, and it's Wednesday morning, February 26th, I believe. Hump day. Let's hope I'm right about this one. Last couple times, I haven't been. So, it's been a while. It's been a week. It's been a hell of a week. My alcoholic is home. He did make it to detox, where he stayed for another day after his hospital stay. And the rest of the week, pretty much slept, recovered. Tried to get all the sleep he'd missed, I suppose. And things at my home are different now. He's living with us. Officially spoke to my father. Got a nod and brief consent of do whatever you need to do to get your life on track. Surprised me a bit. My father's normally not very accommodating. So to have him tell my alcoholic it was okay to stay, get his life on track, that's pretty general statement. Doesn't limit it to time, doesn't put any restrictions or requirements on him as far as required progress or job, or didn't even ask for rent, although I know that my alcoholic did say some words regarding that, and that is a big concern of his. He doesn't want to impose or overstay his welcome, I'm sure, and I don't know what to pin it on. I don't know if it's his sobriety, which has come along with my sobriety, with him not drinking, of course, that being an activity that the two of us did quite often. With neither one of us doing it, it's a little different. It's a little more sober, shall we say. But what I wanted to talk about today was just what happened last night and how I feel about it. Definitely nothing bad, nothing wrong. Had to pick up a good friend of mine, Mr. Jenkins, from the airport last night about midnight. He flew in midnight, of course, didn't actually get out of the airport till about 12:30, so it was a late night. And I was surprised that my alcoholic wanted to go with me. Oftentimes he avoids or does what I do, basically. Just social anxiety can hurt the best of us. And so when he said he wanted to go, I was pretty pleased. I mean, I love just about any minute that I can get with him. Last night, however, was just a different mood. I'm not sure if it was just that he'd never met Mr. Jenkins before, or maybe it's that it's been a week. He's been sober for an entire week, and I don't know how things are clearing in his head, of course, because I'm not in it, but I do know that when it came time to get into bed, I climbed into bed and cuddle up next to him, which is pretty much standard, kind of our MO, and he was not physically receptive. Now, my mind, my brain, the way it works, the things I think, I immediately assume something's wrong, that either I've done something to upset him or he's basically upset about something. And I try to inquire. Of course, you know, most men don't talk much, and so I didn't get very far. When I tried to pull his shirt up so I could put some skin on skin, he complained that he was cold. And again, my feelings were hurt. And I know, I'm just a girl. I realize my feelings are girlish. But pain is still pain. And whether it's real pain or perceived pain doesn't really count to the brain or the heart. Pain is pain. And so things might be completely fine with us, but all through the night, there was no cuddling, no touching, no holding, which is very unusual for us, I think. He, of course, tells a different story as far as apparently I have major problems sleeping at night. I have been told that I whine or cry in my sleep, that I fidget, toss, turn. That basically, it seems like I'm in a nightmare the entire night. And I, of course, don't recall that. I don't feel that. I mean, there are some days that I wake and I feel exhausted. I don't feel like I've slept at all. Or there are mornings when I wake up and I feel quite anxious. But that is almost every day of my life. So feeling anxious to me doesn't signal nightmares all night. It just seems like my anxiety. So either way, neither here nor there. Slept okay, I thought, but woke up again and noticed the distance between our bodies, and it kind of bums me out a little bit, I guess. I know that every day is different. I know my feelings don't stay the same from one day to the next. And what we're going through right now is a life transition, and his is a major one. Not drinking, he's now in the metropolis. He's in the metro area with me instead of up at the ski resort where he's been for the last 2 years, and before that in an even smaller town where he was born and raised. So big city life, if you will. So communication, I know communication is the big thing that really needs to take place here. Hopefully he will be open and willing to do that by the time I get home today. I am going to a ceremony tonight with Mr. Jenkins. He's only in town for a day. Just got here from Phoenix, here for a day, and then he's flying out to Sacramento. So, not going to be here long, but does have a ceremony tonight, and no one to go with. So, he had asked me earlier in the week if I'd wanted to go. Not knowing how my alcoholic would feel about that, I kind of put him off. And after picking him up at the airport, talking to him, and he reiterated that, yeah, he could really use a date tonight, I've decided to go. And I don't know, maybe that's what's going on. Maybe that's got my alcoholic thinking. I did speak with him and ask if it would be all right with him, if he would mind, and said he had no problem. So I have to go with that, right? I can't make up monsters or stories or things that are there or real. When he says he doesn't mind, I have to take that at face value. Today, I am hopeful, is day number 3 of being on time to work. That is definitely a positive of having my alcoholic there with me. Getting up in the mornings, other than today, is so much easier when you wake up in the arms of the one you love. It's a great, wonderful feeling that I'm sorry I did not get to experience today, but there are more days, more tomorrows, at least as far as we know. So I do apologize for the briefness, but I know it's been a week. Haven't put much out there. Not really sure anybody's still listening, but these are the stories and thoughts and happenings of my life. And let's just say it's pretty jaded. Yeah, that was corny, but that's me. So have a great day. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you join in next time.